we want this world to be the best possible world. The question is, how has God called us to do it? What is the church's responsibility? Do we try, through making converts, through planting and establishing churches, to influence the culture by filling it with Christ followers who are going to be Christ followers at work, whether they work in the government or they work at the local coffee shop? They're going to influence the wider culture, and it's going to make things more like, I think, what a lot of the founders wanted to happen. However, to try to reclaim the ability to use the governing authorities to accomplish that from the top down, to make things like the fathers wanted it to be through government instruments, is to use a means that stands in tension in some ways with the means that God has given us to change people's hearts. You see, God wants his kingdom to be offered to people as a gift they can accept and a gift they can reject, so that his kingdom, when it comes in its fullness, will be populated with people that weren't coerced into the new life, the abundant life, but people who saw it as good news and received it as a gift. And I think one of the challenges in the Western world during the time of Christendom is for people to receive the way of life that God has made possible for them as a gift to be embraced, and not necessarily as a law from the government to be followed. We are called to be salt and light in the world. And for the early church, that meant filling every city in every state among every ethnic group with communities whose life together is a witness to God's kingdom. Communities where, regardless of whether there's justice going on in the capital city or the state or the government, you will see these Christians loving each other, caring for one another, meeting their needs, that people can see all over the world, scattered like salt, that there is a new way of life in world history that is on offer to them, the kingdom of God, and they're invited to be a part of that. And I think those communities will make a difference in their cities, in their states, and even in their governments. But what we're seeking first is to plant communities like that and to include, or rather to expand their witness in their communities. And so it's witness through the people of God, exposing people to God's kingdom, which is a bottom-up kind of movement, rather than to witness or to change or influence the powers so that they want to do kingdom-like things and then they legislate them from the top down. That's two different kinds of witness. Both can be called salt and light. One looks a lot more like what Jesus was doing.